I publish a magazine, and my magazine is devoted to honoring the psychopath. See, I believe insanity is the wave of the future. I believe in mass murder. I believe in serial killing. I believe in satanic worship. I believe in murder for the sake of murder. I don't believe in armies. I don't believe in war. I don't believe in killing people to get their money or to get drugs. I believe in murder for the pure, unadulterated pleasure that murder gives to psychopaths. You see, I consider myself to be a psychopath. What I am into is mass murder. I personally plan on committing a mass murder within the next 2 years. Right now, I'm only 23 years old. So I'm gonna try to ride out the wave of insanity for a few more years, you know? But there's no doubt about it, I'm gonna commit a mass murder. See, because I believe in revenge. See, I believe in revenge. Revenge against who, you might ask? I believe in revenge against this entire society. From my personal viewpoint, society has destroyed my soul. See, I'm a human being, right? I'm standing here and I'm talking to you. You're all listening to your radio. You're listening to me. Don't make me out to be no monster, man, because I'm a human being. See, I'm a human being just like every one of you. See, but when I was a little child, the people, my parents, they destroyed my soul. See? So now, the question is, where do I go from here? The answer is, I've got to get revenge. How do I get revenge? I kill people. I do a mass murder. That's personally what I believe. I'd like to tell you some of the things that happened to me when I was a little child, so you can understand where my anger is coming from. You know, when I was a little boy, between the ages of 6 and 13, my father made me suck on his cock. He made me suck on his cock and swallow his cock. This happened about once a week for about 7 years, so for a total of about 500 times. I was a little child, a helpless little child. My father made me suck on his cock and then swallow his cock. This was not my adoptive father or anything like that. This was my natural father. You see, my father made me swallow his cock. You dig what I'm saying? When I was a little child. Now, when I was 15 years old, I stabbed him in the chest with a switchblade knife. See, you know what happened to me for that? For that, I got sentenced to 9 months at a mental hospital here in New York. See, I'm right here in New York. The name of the hospital was Creedmoor Psychiatric Hospital. I got sentenced for 9 months because I stabbed my father in the chest. After he had abused me sexually by making me swallow his cum for 500 times when I was a helpful child, 6 years old. He never got punished for that. By the way, I didn't stab him to death. He was in serious condition in the hospital for a few days, but he recovered. See, but my soul cannot recover. The only way my soul can recover is if I do a mass murder. Now my mother, she was 42 years old when I was born. When she had me, she was 42 years old. Now, why did she have me earlier? That's the question. The answer is because she spent 13 years in a mental hospital. See? 6 years old, she had a mental breakdown. She spent 13 years from when she was 26 until she was 39. She spent those 13 years in a mental hospital. Then she got released. She met my father and they had me. Isn't that special? You know that my mother blinded me. See, that's what she did. She blinded me in one eye so that I'm blind. I can't drive a car. See, I can't see anything because she blinded me. To wash me in the bathtub when I was 12 years old, and she deliberately poured shampoo into my eyes, and then she wouldn't let me wash it out. She would just stand there with a smile on her face and watch me suffer. That was how she punished me. You know, for not eating my vegetables, for not cleaning my room, that's how she punished me. She would rub the shampoo into my eyes, and not let me wash it out. Understand? Now I'm blind. I can't see anything. I can't drive no fucking car. See, that's where my anger is coming from. You know, for my entire childhood, I never had one single person hug me. I never had one single person kiss me. Never. See, you're listening, you might say, you know, he's exaggerating, but I'm telling you, who I am. I'm Frank. I'm a psychopath. I'm gonna do a mass murder, and this is my reality. I never had one single person that my mother, that my father, that a relative, that a friend. I never had one single person kiss me or hug me or say I love you. Not once. For my entire life, like for my entire childhood. You see, my soul. My remaining shell of humanity to exact revenge. And that's gonna be mass murder. Because all of society is responsible for what happened to me. See, I might kill my parents also, but I'm gonna do a mass murder. I don't have any compunction about killing total strangers. I don't spare anyone. See, that's the harm. I go after the little kid, the old man, the young women. When I whip out my gun, I'm gonna fucking blow away everybody in my sight. With no pity for anyone. You see? Because then the true reality of my soul will be released. And the hatred can be channeled towards the destruction of other people. All of you, I know this is an anarchist radio broadcast, and all of you are into this this national destruction of government towards a peaceful ending. But there's no peaceful ending for me. That's not where I'm coming from. Don't misunderstand. I'm coming from death. Death to everyone, even those people who don't deserve it. Because in my reality, everybody deserves to die. Nobody deserves to live. Nobody is innocent. Because when they destroy a human being's soul, when they take a helpless little baby and they destroy his soul, he has to exact revenge on everybody who is living. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter if he's never seen them in his whole life. Just takes out his gun and he fucking kills. And in destroying other people, the beauty of his own reality is revealed. You see, I don't need to answer to anyone on the face of this earth. See, I don't don't answer to the police. I don't answer to God. I don't answer to Satan. I don't answer to anyone on the face of the earth. There's only one person in the world that I answer to. You know who that is? I answer to myself. I only have to justify my thoughts, my reality, my plans, and ultimately my act of violence. I only have to justify it to myself. You know, society, they're gonna put me in jail, they're gonna put me in a mental institution, they're gonna call me crazy, they're gonna say that I should be executed for what I did, but it doesn't make one goddamn fucking difference. Because I only have to answer to myself. I can sit in that prison cell, I can look out, and I can say I was true to my reality. This society destroyed my soul, and I had the courage to get revenge. And I'm satisfied. I'm not happy. Happiness is never going to come to me. There's no happiness in my soul. They murdered it. But there's going to be satisfaction. I'm going to look, and I'm going to say yes. I'm satisfied that I got revenge. See, what I believe in is the most radical form of anarchy possible. And that is that every single person on the face of the earth has the right to kill or torture any other person on the face of the earth. See, that's my definition of anarchy. My definition of it is that if my reality tells me that I have the right to go into a school and kill children, if my reality tells me that I have the right to do this, then I have the right to do it, and I'm justified in doing it, and society has no right to punish me for doing it. You understand what I'm saying? I believe in every person's right to violence. I don't believe in violence to obtain money. I don't believe in violence to obtain drugs. I don't believe in fighting in an army for a government. I don't believe in those forms of violence. I don't. What I believe in is violence for the sake of revenge. Violence for the sake of revenge against whomever I choose, even if there is no logical reason for the violence against a particular person. See, if I believe that society has hurt me, I have the right to get revenge against society in any way I choose. And nobody has the right to judge me. Not a court, not a judge, not society. No. Can you possibly imagine a society in which murder is legal? How many of you listening to this broadcast, how many of you, if murder was legal, or if you knew 100% for sure that you could commit a murder and not get punished in any way, how many of you would actually go out and commit such a murder? See, my answer is every single person listening to this must have at least one person that you would feel happy and confident if you could end their life on the face of this earth. Personally, I can easily name 100 people. Personal relations of mine, my parents, all my relatives, all my schoolmates, that I would personally kill, and I would never feel one ounce. I would never feel one single moment of pity or sorrow over having ended their existence. See? Because my soul is dead. United States of America, which is currently at 21, held by James Oliver Hughes. I'm confident of my ability to shatter that record, to kill more than 21 people, and thus become the biggest mass murderer in the history of the United States of America. And I'm proud of this. I'm not afraid or ashamed to state my desire and my plan, because there is freedom in this society. I can say it without risking prison, you know. Of course, once I do it, that's a whole different story. But even if they lock me up forever, they're not gonna hurt me, see? Because my soul is dead. They can't hurt me. See, because my mind is big enough so that I can be anywhere. That's what Charles Manson, I'm sure most of you know about Charles Manson. In 1969, he and his family committed the Cape LaBianco murder here in the United States. Probably the most famous psychopath in the world, Charles Manson. And what he says from his prison cell, even after 20 years, what he says is, my mind is big. See? That's what I think. My mind is big. They can lock me up, they can keep me in the hole for my whole life, they can crouch me down, they can pull me evil, they can try to be killed.